Hey, what's going on? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. And it's Baby Friday, you guys. Baby Friday. I only know the day because we're going to a movie tonight and I've been looking forward to it all week. My college girl's here for her spring break and I'm gonna skip out of the house without the littles. So of course that's exciting for me. where are we today? I wrote a note because I am smart. I am smart. We're going to talk about guilt, okay? Guilt is something we obviously all experience here. My Wi-Fi is giving me let's. Okay, you guys, I love technology till I don't. Between the Wi-Fi and I have this crazy little like thing in my throat, like I don't have to cough, but it's just there. It's there. So I just am like, oh, let's get this let's just get this done. Done is the new perfect. You guys know that. Okay. So guilt comes up in different ways. So it's something you can experience if you are, feeling responsible for a mistake or you feel guilty. If you feel responsible for something that happened to someone else, we're talking about guilt, not shame, okay? Shame is same as shame, kind of is that implication of feelings of inadequacy for not meeting, either our own or other people's, what we think other people's expectations are, okay? So you might feel shame for like posting a selfie. Oh boy. And maybe later you regret how you look. It doesn't make you a bad person or morally irresponsible. It just gives you that little feeling of ugh. And they're kind of there's overlapping characteristics. I get that with shame and guilt. But guilt is more of like a moral wrongdoing, okay? So that's going to include like the, feelings of responsibility for one's actions, the desire to, fix situations. We're going to bring in self-esteem issues here. You're going to have negative self-criticism. if you are not acknowledging your guilt, all right, you guys, hold on a sec. I think it's a big deal when we take responsibility for guilt, but there are a lot of people that do not acknowledge guilt. So they're going to downplay situations. They're going to be defensive. They're going to lie. And then this is going to build up negative beliefs about, who we are as a person. So you're gonna have, energy is you guys, holy crap. I am choked up today. I'm choked up. I feel amazing. I don't know why this is happening to me. That's what my daughter says. Why is this happening to me? That's her favorite line. But there are physical signs of guilt too, that are going to play into, things that we've identified as like anxiety or depression. But it makes us sick. So this is something that we want to process. Okay. And that's the conversation that I had that inspired this podcast. That's what we're looking at, things that have physically started to happen because of the guilt. So how do we process this? What's our first step? What are we going to do? Honestly, taking responsibility for that guilt is the first step. You want to, release the muscle tension. You want to stop feeling fatigue. You want your digestive issues to level out. You want to stop crying. All of these things. You have to take massive responsibility. And sometimes the first person that we have to apologize to is us, okay? Because we all carry a lot of guilt for how we've hurt ourselves. And, how do we flip the script? We want to turn guilt into, something good. I posted yesterday, I'm reading the Bible in a year. I've got a schedule that I follow, and I put up a post about, we're all going through the struggle. We're going through the struggle. We take, all the, our situation is incomparable to what Christ went through for us, right? Like, literally beat, mocked, made fun of, nailed to a cross, murdered. And like this guy comes back, okay? And he could come back with a victim mentality. He could come back with daddy issues, like, a lot of issues, which is what we as humans tend to do. How do we take this pain and turn it into something beautiful? Because he came back with love and grace. There was no anger, no resentment, no, all of that was gone. And here we are with our petty ass, you know, problems. Cause I don't know that any of you are being, you know, strung up to a cross after being beaten and ridiculed. I don't see that happening to you. Okay. So whatever you're going through, you know, how do we turn that pain into something beautiful? How do we take that? You know, people try to hurt us and destroy us, but it's so minuscule in what our meaning of life can be. And that's exactly why that example, that's why God sent him, right? So we would have that solid example. But how do we turn that pain into something great? How do we turn guilt into success and happiness? We've all made mistakes that we regret or we feel guilty about. We've all done it. It's a part of the human growth process. But we make mistakes that cause guilt to creep in, and then it just starts taking up, you know, it's living in our heads rent free. And here we are, not even acknowledging the fact that, you know, all of this emotional and physical unrest that we have is from this guilt. Okay. It's that nasty twist in your stomach that comes from the knowledge that you've hurt yourself or someone else. And you might struggle with continuous self-judgment and criticism of yourself because of something you did, or maybe even you're afraid of other people finding out. Guilt is going to waver around. It's going to hold you back even after other people have forgotten and forgiven whatever happened. But even though, you know, we're talking about guilt like it's a terrible thing, use it as a tool. It has a lot of power to help you acknowledge your actions. And then this is going to fuel your motivation to want to change your attitude, to flip the script, to change your mindset. It's also going to direct you to think about what you could have done otherwise. That's growth, baby. Okay, so how do we turn guilt into something positive? You know, how do we turn our pain into something beautiful without getting nailed to a cross? How do we do that? Okay, first of all, we remember that we do get to walk in grace and love. That's the whole reason that that man was murdered, so we can walk in grace and love. Okay. So that's my first step in realizing and putting perspective on everything in my life is like, that was done so that I can have a life of peace and joy here until I, you know, get to join them, right? Like, we are meant to have peace and joy. The next step is to remember that everyone makes mistakes. Everyone has bad days. Nobody is perfect. We all fuck up. We all do shit that we're not proud of. As imperfect humans, because baby, if you were perfect, you wouldn't be here in this experience. That's a fact. You just wouldn't. It's impossible not to mess up. So you can't continue to beat yourself up for your mistakes. You know you made a mistake, and that feeling shows that you're a better person. That's a gift. Being able to have that awareness and be in a situation that helps you see a version of yourself that is better. You're better because you do have, remorse. You do have a conscience, okay? You have to forgive yourself. This is key right here, because if you're not going to forgive yourself, you can't move past your guilt. And what's the truth? For some reason, it's easier for us to forgive other people than it is to forgive ourselves. I've had a few clients actually that have been through, have experienced, you know, sexual abuse as kids. And this is part of what has reflected in their lives as adults. And it wasn't the biggest person they had to forgive was themselves. It wasn't even the person that, you know, committed the heinous crimes against them. It was themselves, because they punished themselves their entire lives because they blamed themselves as children. They were just kids. And so, you know, they beat themselves up. They, you know, put on a bunch of weight as a barrier to protect themselves. They literally just kept punishing themselves. And that's where we're letting the people that, you know, hurt us in any moment, they win. As long as you're not forgiving yourself, they win. And y'all know I'm a stubborn, prideful creature. I'm not going to give power to anyone over my life. Absolutely not. So I will own my shit, you know? You have to forgive yourself. You have to love yourself enough to forgive yourself, not only for your mistakes, but for blaming yourself for the mistakes of other people. When you forgive yourself, you give yourself a chance to make things right without allowing that mistake to define who you are. You have to take responsibility for your actions. And then, you know, we have a chance to learn from the past. You can't fix every problem or mistake you've made, even if those might have cost you a relationship or a friend. Making amends is possible because you feel guilty about those mistakes. You're likely to learn from them. You're not going to repeat them. But to learn from them, it's also important to accept your loss and move on. This is an opportunity to do better and not guilt yourself over it. You got to ask yourself these questions. You got to ask yourself, okay, what led to the mishap? Okay. Examine the triggers that provoked your actions. What did you learn about yourself through your actions? Did your actions point out any particular behaviors you can work on? This is how we grow. And then you're going to want to take all that negative self-talk that you've been rolling with, okay? And you're going to want to replace it with some self-compassion, because making mistakes doesn't make you bad. Guilt incites harsh self-criticism, okay? And most of the time, we don't even need guilt to be that harshly critical on ourselves. But scolding yourself for your mistakes, it's not going to improve things. And you're probably going to have to face consequences of your actions. But self-punishment often has an incredible emotional toll on you. So instead of scolding yourself, imagine yourself as a friend in your situation, and not the kind of friend that's going to sign off on your bullshit. Okay. Not the kind of friend that's going to say, well, let's just justify this because they're insecure. Okay. We don't want people signing off on our bullshit. Okay. You go to a real friend and ask, you know, ask yourself, what would you say to a friend in a similar situation? Real friends are going to tell us, yeah, that fucking sucks and that hurts, but now do better. Right? Do better, be better. You've got this. Beating yourself up is not going to help anybody. Be gentle, point out good qualities, remind them of their strengths, let them know how important they are to you. Extend the same positive talk to yourself. Have self-compassion. This is not a tear yourself down contest, because at the end of the day, you deserve kindness. We find ourselves in situations that we can't control, and you may have done all you could to change the outcome, but you couldn't. It's beyond your control. You don't have to beat yourself up about it. Being kind and reminding yourself of your worth, this is how you boost confidence. It makes it easier to see your situation from a different perspective. Avoid being shaken by that emotional discomfort. That is why I plant the seeds of emotional intelligence and being able to manage and have an awareness of what your emotions really are. How many of you really have that deep, deep, deep rooted guilt and shame that you've been carrying for so long? And for what? How is it serving you right now? Baby, we can't do anything about yesterday. That's it. We can't do anything. If we hurt someone, the best we've got is an apology and a change in behavior. There's no do-overs. There's no second takes. The only thing you have right now is this moment. This moment. Be kind. Remind yourself of your worth. This is where we boost our self-confidence. We make it easier to see your situation from a different perspective. Do you hear me? Be kind. This moment. That's it. And we can cultivate a million beautiful moments if we learn from the lessons of our past. Guilt can work for you. Let it be the wake-up call to your actions. So instead of allowing it to overwhelm you, try to use it to your advantage. Use it to shed light on areas of your life that you feel need to change. Maybe you struggle with being honest and you've been caught in a lie. Maybe you have plans to help someone in need, but something always gets in the way. Noting these situations sets you on the path to amending your actions. Give yourself credit and love and show kindness to yourself by accepting who you are in this moment with all of your perfections. Moving past your guilt involves being remorseful without allowing it to control your life, but by making amends and making things right. The hardest step is taking responsibility for this. That's it. You get through that and it'll be an easier journey for you. Okay. All right, you guys. I love you. Have a great day. I will see you tomorrow.